News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it will be, of course, all hands on deck for thousands of students across the country this bank holiday weekend ahead of the leaving and the junior cert exams, which kick off next Wednesday. But are last-minute studiers better off foregoing sleep in favour of hitting the books? Tom Coleman is a health scientist and a sleep coach, and he joins us now. This is an age-old debate, Tom, whether or not you should cram or sleep.
Oh, indeed it is.
Do you have the answer?
I hope so. I have to shed some light on it. I mean, look, my thing, we've all been through it. It's a stressful time. We're worried. And the temptation is to try and cram as much information in as possible. But here is the here's the trouble. It's like having a limited amount of storage, like RAM on a computer. So we try and push too much in, we're pushing out on the other end. So we're actually better. Like, where's the greatest return on investment? When we prioritize sleep, that's when learning actually happens. That's when the brain actually rewires. It decides what to keep, what to put into long-term memory, and it strengthens our ability to retrieve the information.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be really honest with our listeners and with you and say, if it wasn't for cramming, I wouldn't have any degrees and I wouldn't have done a very good leaving cert. So, and that's just the truth. And it's good what you're saying, that if I had had loads of sleep, I might have retrieved the information better. I get that. But I didn't have the information. I was only lashing it into my brain like at 3 o'clock in the morning the night before the exam. So for the people who maybe weren't very well disciplined coming up to the exams, is like, you know, I would have been the kid that doing the leaving cert, drinking quite, you know, really, really bad coffee back in 1988 and eating Mars bars. So Nescafe and Mars bars and a lot of cramming and no sleep was what I remember the leaving cert as being.
I hear you. You're the outlier. But look, I remember the same in college. So, I mean, it's that thing, stress and performance. When we're under a huge amount of stress and we just really have to get it done, our performance levels go way up. But it's not sustainable. And not all people can do that. Not all people are capable of that. So, I mean, look, I would encourage people to try to get as much sleep as they can, and then, okay, the night before, maybe you can push the boundaries a little bit. But that's just one of the things. There are plenty other things to do. When we sleep in cycles of 90 minutes. These are called ultradian cycles, and they continue in the brain during the day. So even when we're studying during the day, if we study for 90 minutes, take a little break of 15 to 20 minutes, we're a lot more productive, we're a lot less likely to burn out.
Okay, so 90 minutes on, 15 minutes off, that would be a good rhythm for the body, for the mind. That's very good advice.
That's right.
Okay. And obviously, and I do agree that if you're well rested, you do perform better. There's no question. But if you are someone who is like down to the wire and doesn't know their, you know, their formulas or whatever they're supposed to, and they're looking at them at the last minute, are there ways of I don't know, defeating fatigue or and I know I'm asking you dreadful questions because normally we'd have you on about, you know, wholesome things, but for those who are in last minute saloons here, lastminute.com, is it stuff like down to coffee? I dare I say it, should they be taking Red Bull? I don't know. I'm just thinking of people who are in trouble.
So I think with the caffeine, the dose doesn't have to be, to get the response, right? It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be copious amounts. It does sharpen the brain. It does sharpen certain things. The other thing that will help is anything that pushes adrenaline into the brain. And that's like something like exercise, something like a short, intense bout of exercise. There was a famous chess grandmaster. He was a child prodigy. And when he became stuck, he would go to the bathroom or go outside and just sprint. And that pushes adrenaline into the brain. And
so literally run up and down your stairs a few times or something like something literally like that. Okay. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So 90 minutes cycles of study. Try and get a bit of adrenaline. Doesn't need very high doses of caffeine. I feel as if I'm doing an exam here, I'm taking it all in. But this is very good advice for people. And you know, how much can people push themselves before they go into sleep sort of deficit where they're in real trouble and now they've gone way beyond optimal stress levels and now they're in tatters?
Great question. Because when we would look at fatigue, especially mental fatigue, we'd look at the 10 days, 7 to 10 days before the event, right? Or, you know, a week's worth of data to ascertain the level of mental fatigue, because it doesn't happen in one night.
Exactly.
It can happen over, and this is where, you know, you can look after your sleep and really build it up and get your levels up to 100%. And then maybe the night before, then you can push the limits.
So it's a bit like carb loading. You can kind of sleep load in advance. So get loads of sleep like over the next couple of nights if you can. And if you have to burn the midnight oil a little bit on Tuesday night or what have you, because you're nervous and you want to, you know, put it. Okay.
Look, I give yourself a free pass the night before, because you will be running through it. And this is where it's like a skill to learn to switch off the brain as well. We have to kind of build that bridge to sleep.
Okay.
So maybe that's something that you need to use a technique like visualization, or, you know, whatever helps give yourself some cognitive chewing gum.
Look,
for the sleep to come in.
Cognitive chewing gum, I like it. Thank you for that, Tom. Actually, there's some very good tips for people, like practical tips for people, because some people are going to cram, but obviously sleep is vitally important too, or you do kind of conk out or whatever in the exam hall. That is Tom Coleman, their health scientist and sleep coach. And the very best of luck if you or any of your little people are doing exams on Wednesday. I know it's a big old stress for people around the country.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.